The police tell them lots of teenagers leave home with no warning. Lots of times, they say, the girls are mad at their parents and the parents don't even know. Nath watches them circulate in his sister's room. He expects talcum powder and feather dusters, sniffing dogs, magnifying glasses. Instead, the policemen just look at the posters thumbtacked above her desk, the shoes on the floor, the half-opened book bag. Then the younger one places his palm on the rounded pink lid of Lydia's perfume bottle, as if cupping a child's head in his hand. Most missing girl cases, the older policeman tells them, resolve themselves within 24 hours. The girls come home by themselves.
What does that mean? Nath says. Most? What does that mean?
The policeman peers over the top of his bifocals.
In the vast majority of cases, he says. 80%?
Nath says. 90, 95?
Nathan, James says. That's enough. Let Officer Fisk do his work.
The younger officer jots down the particulars in his notebook. Lydia Elizabeth Lee, 16. Last seen Monday, May 2nd. Flowered halterneck dress. Parents, James and Marilyn Lee. At this, Officer Fisk studies James closely, a memory surfacing in his mind.
Now, your wife also went missing once, he says. I remember the case. In 66, wasn't it?
Warmth spreads along the back of James's neck, like sweat dripping behind his ears. He is glad now that Marilyn is waiting by the phone downstairs.
That was a misunderstanding, he says stiffly. A miscommunication between my wife and myself. A family matter. I see.
The older officer pulls out his own pad and makes a note, and James raps his knuckle against the corner of Lydia's desk.
Anything else?
In the kitchen, the policemen flip through the family albums looking for a clear headshot. This one, Hannah says, pointing. It's a snapshot from last Christmas. Lydia had been sullen, and Nath had tried to cheer her up, to blackmail a smile out of her through the camera. It hadn't worked. She sits next to the tree, back against the wall, alone in the shot. Her face is a dare. The directness of her stare, straight out of the page with not even a hint of profile, says, "What are you looking at?" In the picture, Nath can't distinguish the blue of her irises from the black of her pupils, her eyes like dark holes in the shiny paper. When he'd picked up the photos at the drugstore, he had regretted capturing this moment, the hard look on his sister's face. But now, he admits, looking at the photograph in Hannah's hand, this looks like her, at least the way she looked when he had seen her last.
Not that one, James says. Not with Lydia making a face like that. People will think she looks like that all the time. Pick a nice one.
He flips a few pages and pries out the last snapshot.
This one's better.
At her 16th birthday, the week before, Lydia sits at the table with a lipsticked smile. Though her face is turned toward the camera, her eyes are looking at something outside the photo's white border.
What's so funny? Nath wonders.
He can't remember if it was him or something their father said, or if Lydia was laughing to herself about something none of the rest of them knew. She looks like a model in a magazine ad, lips dark and sharp, a plate of perfectly frosted cake poised on a delicate hand, having an improbably good time. James pushes the birthday photo across the table toward the policeman, and the younger one slides it into a manila folder and stands up.
This will be just fine, he says. We'll make up a flyer in case she doesn't turn up by tomorrow. Don't worry, I'm sure she will.